6-8-6.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Not to the system, not to your job, not to the corporation, not to the economy. It belongs to our Father. All wealth. We are to use this to promote the gospel. If you have $1 million or $100 million vision, then it's required that God get to you $100 million. But let me say it this way, and there's nothing wrong with this. If you have a $5 vision, what do you need $100 million for? You buy an island somewhere and start a church? No. As pertains to your vision, so is your provision. The $5 vision is not wrong. If there's an elderly mother that doesn't get out much but has a vision to do something, be a blessing to the body of Christ, and that's all, and I'm not saying $5, but that's all she needs, God will provide that. If the vision requires $100 million, God will provide that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not about greed. It's about what's convenient. It's about what's necessary. It's not about greed, being a greedy Gus. You know, a greedy Gus will be the first in the food line. When they walk away, their plate is stacked. Ain't no banana pudding left. And anyway, one person went through the line. Greedy Gus. It's not about greed. Come on, some of you religious folk, you can laugh. That may be where your healing hides. All God wants you to do is laugh. And all of a sudden, well, I can move my leg again. Hallelujah, because you laughed. Three great wealth transfers in history, all in the Bible. Now, let me say this. A wealth transfer begins with a dream. If you're not a dreamer, you need to ask God, Lord, give me a dream. All of us should have aspirations for God. Tell somebody, ask God, give you a dream. You see, a dream from God is not your dream. It's his dream. Amen. See, we take too much ownership of stuff when in actuality we are stewards. That great vision that God has given you is his vision. Amen. For your life. Oh, I feel a Holy Ghost up here right now. I said that dream is not something that you have to try to make happen, that you concocted in your mind. That dream came from God. That's what God wants from your life, so God has to perform it. The Lord has to bring it to pass. What he requires of you is obedience, cooperation. Tell someone, he is your resource. You see, what happens because of the lack of dream, and honestly, and I say this boasting in the Lord, I've always been a dreamer. I always see stuff different. I always see stuff bigger, larger, further. I haven't always accomplished it, but I always see it. Many of those landmarks I've hit, but I always see it. See, you gotta dream big. Tell somebody, dream big. Come on, tell them, dream big with your big head. Feel that space up in that head with the dream. Don't get offended. I'm trying to get some of y'all to crack a smile. Just crack a smile, you know, in anything. It'll do you good. Many settle for less than what God intends. How many know the just live by faith? See, sometimes we allow our knowledge to supersede and impose upon our faith. I know a lot of things, but I can't let that be the end all. My faith has to override all those things. Good things I know and negative things I know. My faith has to override all that. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. That's where the victory lies, your faith. Tell someone, don't settle for less. Now, sometimes, and this is the way that the Spirit works, He will bring you into conflict to cause you to rise to your full potential. You know, there's a guy that said, you know, as he got up in age, when he was real young, he could Western roll over a 6-foot fence. He got up in age and felt like, no, I can't do that no more. But he wasn't tapping on his full potential until he walked past a gate where the gate was open and a Doberman was loose. And the Doberman got after him. And he came to the 6-foot fence. And he Western rolled a 6-foot fence. You see, it was the conflict that brought out the potential. Up until that time, he felt like, I'm too old now, I can't do it now. But when that conflict came and that dog got after him, something got on him, he got anointed and he Western rolled right over the 6-foot fence. Tell somebody, you can get over that fence. You can get over that hurdle. You can get by that. You can get through that. Sometimes it's conflict that will push you through. That's why we know that all things are working together. It's not going to destroy you. It's not taking you under. Paul told him on that ship to Rome, he said, God appeared to me in the form of an angel and said, all that abide in the ship, if you abide in the ship, there'll be no loss of life. That ship hit some coral and it broke up into pieces. But everybody that abode in that ship, that was when Paul, for a day and a night, hung onto a piece of the ship in the deep. A day and a night in the deep. But when they were washed ashore, all were present and accounted for. Because they abode in the ship. So it doesn't matter how the ship might break up. Tell somebody, just abide. Let me give you a secret. See, God gives us keys. Some of us try to fight too many things that we need to yield to. See, the wisdom of God is foolishness to the world. We prosper as our soul lives in God. We don't want God just to visit. We want Him to abide. Tell somebody, I want God staying with me. Now we know He'll never leave us nor forsake us, but I'm talking about in a tangible way. I'm talking about in a way that I recognize Him, in a way that I can feel Him, in a way that I sense His anointing. You know, God will stay with you like that, but it takes something to bring Him to stay like that. See, He'll never leave you. He'll always be with you, but sometimes you don't know where He's at because your soul is not living in Him, but He's still there with you. Even when you get hard-headed, even when you don't believe, even when you disobey, but tell somebody, I want Him to abide with me. You know what? He said, I dwell with him that is of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Not a broken spirit that dries the bones. There's a broken spirit that causes you to become despondent, discouraged, want to give up, you know, want to quit, want to check out on life. I'm not talking about that broken spirit. I'm talking about the broken spirit that is broken of self. And no matter what comes your way, you know that God is in control. That he's orchestrating your steps and your circumstances. Whether the circumstances be for better or for worse. See, some folks are serving the God of convenience. And so as long as things are going well, they're praising God. They're loving on God. But when things go south, that's when they don't feel like God is it. But see, that's what God wants you to embrace. He said, I dwell with him that is of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. See, there's a weakness in God that's stronger than man. A foolishness that's wiser. And what we want to keep God with us. Keep him with you in your conversation. Don't say anything, don't let anything come out of your mouth that you know God would shy away from. That would grieve the Holy Spirit. Say amen real loud in the middle here. Don't go anyplace. Be with people. Do things that you know God could not get involved with. He's not a legalistic religious God. He's a free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's freedom. He knows just who you are. Just how he made you. He knows what makes you tick. He knows what you aspire to. He knows what inspires you. He knows exactly how much you can take. Your times of harvest, he has reserved. Your steps, he's ordered. He knows your uprising and your downsetting. Tell somebody he's a jealous God. He wants you greeting. You know, when someone's jealous, they want you to talk to them first. You done greeted all these other sisters. You're standing at the Coke machine with Sister So-and-so. Where my Coke? Come on, somebody. God is a jealous God. In other words, he demands to be first. And he has every right to demand it. We are his creation. There's no one equal to him. But you'll find that when he demands, he's not like the other person that suffocates you. You find life there. You find freedom there. You find deliverance there. You find breakthrough there. You find prosperity there. You find joy there. You find fulfillment there. You find pleasantness there in God's jealousy. It will protect you and guard you and keep you from that is evil and sinister and deceitful. Tell somebody, we are God's keys. What happened earlier, the Lord was wooing some of us out of a comfort zone. He stirred the waters up so much that many got out of the comfort zone, out of the ease. Tell somebody, you are God's key in the earth to unlocking the wealth.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.